Welcome to the MegaCast.
Hello, welcome to episode 91 of the MegaCast. I'm back again. I keep leaving and then coming back. And yeah,
sorry, your name is again?
It's me. It's Matt. It's Jerko. I'm joined again by Wilco and Josh. Good evening, fellas.
Hey, buddy.
What's so good about it?
Well,
more than halfway through the year. I don't know how this year's going so fast. It's bloody July.
It's horrible. Fucked.
I don't understand it.
Yeah.
So I've been in and out for the past few months, realistically, dealing with some very heavy workloads, and you guys have been keeping my chair nice and warm, and Dash has been in, and other people have been in the podcast for, in and out over the past few weeks. Wilco, what have you been up to since I last saw you, man?
Oh, fucking working my ass and tits off, mate. It's been good fun. I'm going through this little period of my working life where I'm working 10 to 12 hours a day of straight, non-stop physical labour. It's good.
That's always fun. That's always the... I've been doing that too, man. It's ridiculous, eh?
And then having to do paperwork on top of it, and that's just not getting done. So I take over as the lead contractor on my run next Monday, or this coming Monday.
That's a good thing. Congratulations.
That's a huge thing. And it's supposed to be... Today, actually, was supposed to be the day I started training the guy to replace me so I could then go and do a very, very small run, which sort of would mean I'd only be doing 5 to 6 hours a day. However, that fell through for the moment. Maybe next week that might happen.
Maybe next week.
I like the way you say that.
The guy who makes the decision on the Australia Post side of things said, yeah, we'll get this sorted. I said, look, it needs to be about 16th, which is the takeover the day. And he's going, yeah, no problems, we'll sort it out. He then decided to go on holidays 2 weeks before that and hadn't made the decision yet. So
nice.
Fantastic.
Yes, so he comes back on Monday. Obviously, I've just purchased a very, very new shiny van to do said less work. It's actually more work. It's just more contracted work. It's in a lot of parcels in a very small period of time, so I need a bigger van. And it's sitting there doing nothing at the moment until he comes back from holidays and says, yeah, it's good to go. So... So next Monday, by the time we do the next podcast, I'll have a fairly good idea of when this is happening, which means I'll be able to actually get back to content creating and not feeling like I'm about to die 90% of the time. So
it's a good thing. No one wants to die or feel like they're dying.
Well, the last time, there it is. That's a good one. Since in the last probably 7 days, I've also lost my voice for a period of about 4 days. Which is good fun when you're delivering parcels to people and saying, hey, you know, can I have your name? And they're like looking at me like, are you alive? Are you about to collapse? Because you sound pretty bad. And then having to talk to them about it and then having to stream. We didn't do a podcast last week for Locked On because A, we lost the guest, and B, I just couldn't talk. I streamed Friday night. So if you caught that, it was, people were very concerned for me. it was a sexy voice at times, but God, it was scary. I got told, it's a whole thing. It happened, and I'm better now, obviously, as you can hear. So, as for gaming, I played Mario Aces a few weeks ago, and I forgot to talk about it because it's very forgetful, the storyline of it, and I'm hearing from everyone.
That seems like such good news for that game. It's such
I got to play the online stuff because apparently that's where the game shines, but it's just pretty much same old, rinse and repeat for the actual weird story mode of it. So there was one part where they've got you're on a ship, so there's a sail post right in the middle of the court, and if you hit it ricochets off the other direction, kind of thing. Played the whole way through the match, only hit like once or twice. I was beating the AI. And then all of a sudden, the last game before I beat the AI, hit that post every single shot. And I'm just like, yeah, you just can't cheat like that, seriously. It's just not making for a fun game. So I haven't touched it for a couple of weeks. But yeah, like I said, I want to play the online stuff of it. Playing more Division, which is pretty cool, and more World of Warships. But big one, we played some more Rainbow Six Siege last week with the... absolutely marvelous Uber Timmy. He grabbed the whole Locked On crew last Tuesday night and dragged us into his stream, and we We played Rainbow Six for a couple of hours, which
is really nice.
So he's a Ubisoft star player, just got flown over to E3 just recently to demo and play the Division 2. So
half his luck.
Yeah, he's a very, very lucky boy. So hopefully we've got some other stuff coming up soon with him. He does Noble Streamer, so he does some charity streaming. Hopefully I'll be doing some stuff with him on that when that next rolls around as well, so keep an ear peeled for that. But yes, like I've been busy and crazy and not wanting to really sit in front of a computer to do much at the moment, so I just wanted something to take my mind off the thing, so I downloaded on my phone Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Oh yeah.
Fuck. So I'm playing that now, and it's just great to sit in front of the TV and just zone out and do a match 3 game and with a little bit of depth to it, I guess. And obviously some Marvel characters in there, which is pretty cool. It's got the card collecting aspect to it as well, and it's just a bit of mindless fun while I'm sitting there staring at the TV trying to forget about the day. So that's good. And if you want to do something like that, I'd definitely download it. It's very it's very suited to trying to get the cash out of you, but I haven't spent a cent on it yet, so I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah, yet.
Yet. We'll see. Yeah. I'm very, very close to thinking about putting a couple cents into it, but we'll see. We'll see how much I can grind it over the next couple of days before I have to. So, but yeah. So, Joshy, I know you've been playing a heap at the moment. Lots of stuff. So, I'm going to sit back and relax while you take the reins, mate.
All right. Well, I've really only been playing one thing. And I kind of blame Maddie a little bit.
Yeah, soz, not soz.
It's all you, brother. I've just been sinking every hour of gaming time into Warframe.
Yeah, you really have been. Like,
far out, it is good. Like, it is good.
So a bit of context on this. I have been looking to play. I haven't got time for a full blown MMO, but I've been sort of looking to get back into more social gaming. A lot of the guys play The Division. I did try that. And then I sort of went, well, let's check out Warframe. And I was looking for someone to play it with. And Josh, you were not keen at the start. No, I was like, come play Warframe with me. Come play Warframe.
I have played it previously. And I tried it. I'm not, as everybody knows, I'm not a big PC gamer. I'm trying to get into that. I'm more comfortable with a controller in my hands. So when Warframe was pretty much just on PC, I did try it and just couldn't really get into it because I'm not really PC gaming, you know, keyboard and mouse orientated. So then it did hit PS4 and I tried it on that and it was not fun. Because I just don't think the controls are suited to a controller. Like, they're just not. It's not a game that you can quite easily play with an Xbox controller plugged in or anything. You know, it's there's too much. There's too much you've got to do. So then I've recently jumped back into it, and it's really, really good. Really, really in depth. Like, so, just so much more. For a free-to-play game, holy hell.
And this is one of those free-to-play games that we talk about them all a lot on this podcast. This is one of the ones that does it pretty well, I think, in terms of what you can buy. Like, it's really, you know, but yeah.
Look, to be fair, I have spent a little bit of money on it. I bought some platinum. So I bought some platinum and I got two. So for anybody that hasn't played it, you run around in a suit basically called a Warframe. And there's, I don't know, I think there's, I haven't done the math, there's something about 20, 27 different Warframes out there now.
It's fucking Space Ninjas, man. It's Space Ninjas. It's third person Destiny 2, but it's actually good.
Are you playing this on PS4 then still?
No, PC.
PC.
I'm playing on PC.
Well, I just got used to it. Because I'm thinking of trying to get into it. Obviously, everyone's talking about it. We've got this lull at the moment, so I thought you guys were playing on PS4, so...
No, we're PC.
We're playing on PC. It's very good. Like, I'm also keen on it, yeah.
And the thing is that every single Warframe you play as changes the way you play so drastically. It really does. And each weapon that you change to changes it so drastically. And then the upgrade system they've got for their weapons is... It's fairly...
Yeah.
Like, it is... It's one of those games where... It's as in-depth as you want it to be, if that makes sense. So you
now,
can just...
Do I have to kill my character and start a new build after 40 hours of gameplay?
No.
Okay, good.
No. And that's the thing. So you can kind of swap your build in and out with the mods that you unlock and you get. So you can just swap in different mods, you know, for extra damage or, you know, adding in toxic damage or electricity damage, or you know, you can just drag them in and out, and that's kind of it. But then you can really start getting further into it, and if you put on, you know, if you put on fire damage and you put on electricity damage, then it becomes corrosive damage, or you know, something like that, and then that is particularly good against a certain, you know, so it just starts getting more and more in depth the more and more you look at it. If you want to go that far, the more and more you can do to customize your build and just create this crazy thing that you run around with.
I also like the fact that pretty much everything in the game that you can buy with money, you can get inside the game as well. So you can, you got to grind your ass off for some of it.
But takes time.
Yeah, it just takes a lot of time. And you got to, so like the one thing I think is a bit egregious is the build time stuff. You can, that's very free. That's very mobile free to play, where you can rush your build time if you don't want to wait 24 hours to build something.
Yeah. The shortest time I've seen is 12 hours. I just built another Warframe Oberon. So I built overnight, and that's we'll get into that too. So overnight I built basically, you've got to build the components and then you've got to have the full recipe for the system and then build that. So I built the components overnight, and then I put the actual Warframe recipe in to build that, and it was 3 days.
Yeah.
I was going, I'm going to rush that. But that's the other side of it too, is there's a companion app you can get on your phone, and you can do all of that from your phone. So you can be nowhere near your computer. You can check, oh yeah, that's finished building. I'll put something else on straight away. Carries through, you know?
Yeah, that is very cool.
And it's just, as I said, it's just so much that you can do with it. It can be... because, you know, we've jumped in, there's been a massive update called Plains of Eidolon, which is a full open world area that I haven't even explored yet. I'm still just trying to get through the first bit of content.
That's the open area that I sort of found a couple of weeks ago, and I walked outside and there was a level 50 monster, and I was like, I'm level 6. I'm going to walk back inside and not come out here. And then apparently the max level is only 30, so I'm still not aware how you're supposed to...
So, like, that'll be one of the big Eidolons. You've got to basically do a raid to beat them. You know, there used to be 6 of you, you know, kind of thing. And then they drop specific loot, and they drop special loot, which can change the way that your Warframe acts and can give you bonuses if you're in a team. And it's just so much. Like, it is so good. It's so in-depth. I'm really just trying to get through the main part before Plains of Eidolon was released, which is just the normal map, where it's, you know, single missions, you run in, you jump out, you run in, you jump out kind of thing, to get through that. So then I can then go and have fun with the Plains of Eidolon expansion, you know, which is, again, all free. You know, you don't have to pay anything.
More to talk about in the news.
Yeah, there's some more stuff coming up. But they just
had Tenacon over in Canada. One of those, talking about people get flown over the world by devs, SkillUp just ended up over there as well.
So nice.
He's got a massive hard on for Warframe, and he's been trying to get everyone to play it for a while now. So
we'll have to get him. I'll have to jump in with him. But it's so good. There is one thing I think is interesting. So as Matt said, basically all your equipment ranks up to like level 30, and then that's your top rank. And then there's another leveling system called your mastery rank, and the higher you get in your mastery rank unlocks better weaponry, basically, or better weaponry that, you know, it's locked behind a mastery rank until you can use it. But it is a little bit of a catch-22. So the way you level up your mastery rank is to level up all your multiple weapons. Different weapons and different warframes and stuff to 30. But as a new player, when you start, you've only really got access to you get one warframe, and then you've got a spare warframe slot.
Yeah.
You know, and you've got a weapon, and there's like another 3 spare weapon slots. So it's kind of, once you get it to 30, and if you've done that 2 or 3 times, then you've got to go, okay, well, I'll sell that and I'll get a new weapon and I'll start ranking that up again. But you can't keep using the same weapon. Once it gets to 30, you won't get the mastery. Yeah, you can, but you won't keep building up your mastery rank.
Yeah, you won't progress in the game. It incentivizes you to change out your weapons and max everything out to the maximum rank.
Yeah,
I think that's one thing they don't explain very well at the start, is all that. Like, it really, it's quite an in-depth game, and it reminds me a lot of PoE in that sense, where the learning curve is actually, unless you've got someone showing you the ropes, I think it'd be very easy for new players to jump in and get lost very, very quickly.
Yeah, but I do think, again, I think it's as in-depth as you want it. Like, I reckon if you're someone who doesn't, you know, just wants to jump in, have some fun shooting some stuff, then there is that level of it there, you know? And you, if that's what you want to do, then you can jump in and do that. If you want to go further and you want to start looking at the best ways to optimize your builds and stuff like that, then you can go to that level, you know? I think they've done a fairly good job of catering to a very wide audience.
That's true.
You know? So that's basically where I've been spending all of my time at the moment, is just that. I'm just trying to get my Warframes to rank 30. I've got two of them. I've got my Frost and my Necros both at rank 30. I'm going to start working on my Ash. It's a fun game, and highly recommend everybody in the community gets a hand on it and gives it a shot. Just try it, because it is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a very... Likewise, I've also been playing the hell out of that over the past couple of weeks when we can sort of get some time together to play it. But my one true love at the moment, I'm back on Path of Exile so hard. Oh my God. Why did I ever leave you, PoE? Probably because I didn't have a computer that I could play it on. But I'm back in the new league, the new Incursion League. I've been playing a lot of that. Have a character... up to level 83 now, I think. Probably poured about 40 or 50 hours in it across the past couple of weeks.
Playing a bit with Demuji, aren't you?
Yeah, good playing with Demuji. Playing with some friends, some older friends that I haven't played with for a while. Joey from the Megacast, old school
Joey's
crew
still
from the
alive.
Megacast. Yep,
holy.
Joey's still alive. I played PoE with him. A mate of mine called Chris, better known as Arised, from a website called I Probably Hate Your Band. And a few other people as well. So yeah, I play with a few people, and I'm in the end game content now. The build that I've done is able to do... We did a tier 9 map tonight, so that's pretty high. When you get to the end game, there's 16 tiers of maps, and then you can do massive bosses at the end and all sorts of stuff. So me and Joey ran a tier 9 map tonight, and I did get blown up in the map twice. And when you die at this level of the game, you lose about, I don't know, a third of a bar of like a third of a level of experience, which is pretty
hours.
Rough. Yeah, which is
hours
pretty
of
rough.
Gameplay.
Yeah. Oh, not hours, but yeah, maybe about an hour if you're dawdling. But yeah, it can be pretty rough to die, especially if you die a couple of times. You can lose almost an entire level very, very quickly. But I'm having a lot of fun with that game. It is, in terms of the two best free to play games out at the moment, Warframe and Path of Exile are by far.
Yeah.
The most content rich. I'm having a blast with both of those. It makes me wonder why I've ever paid for video games in the first place, to be honest. they're both so good.
I just gotta wonder where Warframe, I'm assuming they get their money, so they're fairly heavily partnered with Twitch and Twitch Prime and Amazon Prime. I'm assuming they must get funding through there somewhere, and obviously all the platinum that everybody spends their money on. But
I think it'd just be the in-game purchases and there's not really in-game advertising, I guess. I really don't know, hey, because it would just have to be in-game purchases, because it's the same for Path of Exile. I mean, like, I was talking to one of my friends online, and Path of Exile has microtransactions, but they don't impact the gameplay at all. They're like a flashy skin for your weapon, so it glows when you're playing, and a different effect on this skill. The skill does the exact same thing, but it looks different, like it has blood in it now instead of just a red, you know, sort of slash thing, or a black slash thing. Now it's red and glowing. But there are packs in Path of Exile that I know they've sold that are like $450 packs, and they send you like a signed poster and like a, you know, soundtrack and vinyl and all sorts of stuff. And I know people buy those, and I was thinking to myself, with the amount of time that I've put into this game and how much I appreciate it, if I had that much money lying around, I'd probably do that. I'd probably just do it, just because I really appreciate what they've done. And the Warframe's the same. Like, the amount of content they're releasing for free, and the fact that they listen to the community when the community speaks, or for the most part anyway, and that they're there, and that you can see this is an ongoing service. I really think that these other AAA companies need to stand up and take notice of what these smaller companies are doing and what they're doing with their games, because it's just proven time and time again that this is how you keep communities around. You don't release, you don't charge $80 for a game, and then the following year, you know, release a $60 expansion pack and have people whinging the whole time about lack of content. You know, it's just not the way to go. I mean, these games are proving that. You know, it's about building up content over time and listening to the community and all that sort of stuff. So I don't know. I'm very torn on where gaming is at the moment for these kind of seasonal experiences.
Yeah.
But the other thing I've been playing is South Park: The Fractured Butthole when I go to bed at night and lay in bed and play my PS4.
You play with your butthole at night? Nice.
Cool. Until I fracture my fingers. No, but it's a good game, South Park: The Fractured Butthole. It's funny. It's not as funny as the first one, I don't think, but it's still good. I'm enjoying it greatly. But that's pretty much what I've been doing. Other than that, just working very, very hard and being sick. I was sick for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, you need to stop that.
Yeah.
Just cut it out, all right?
Well, I've got a son that goes to daycare now, man. So, like, he just brings home all the diseases. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
like,
I know that feeling, don't worry.
You get sick like every 3 weeks. You just get over it and then a new bug comes home and you spend 4 years on the toilet. It's good fun. Good fun.
Crikey.
I guess we'll jump into this.
This is the fucking news.
Jeez, that was a quick what we've been up to section. It was one of the quickest I've done in a while.
Mm. Yeah. That's how we roll these days.
Like, yeah, we're all about... just all about speed, mate. Efficiency. It's all efficiency.
Well, I think it's going to be a quick one tonight because there's really not too much news on. Like, it's kind of slow a bit at the moment because we're sort of out the back of E3 and this is the slow time of year until Gamescom and stuff comes around. But recently, you'll probably remember that we reported, and a few people reported, on We Happy Few being refused classification. And then it got overturned due to an appeals process. And now talks have begun, apparently, to modernise classification guidelines in video game ratings in Australia. Now, this is so dumb, because for a start, I'm pretty sure that they were already modern. Like, that they only came about in the past couple of years anyway.
Yeah, that's
so why do you need to fucking modernise something?
Didn't it just come out, like, the R18 rating just hit Australia in, like, the past three, four years? But
dodgy old people did it that they have no understanding of the actual gaming landscapes.
So if you read this article on Kotaku, apparently it cost them $10,000 to appeal this.
Wow.
$10,000 to appeal this. And they had to spoil the game, pretty much. They had to release spoilers and say, well, this is why what you're saying about it is wrong. And then like, oh, okay, I can come in. Like,
that just...
And then they said it actually would have, if the rules and regulations were the way they should be, it would have actually only been an MA 15 plus anyway.
Yeah.
But instead it's got an R18, which it should have had in the first place anyway.
Again, it doesn't make sense to me that we're sitting here talking about how to modernise classification guidelines when we've got an R18 plus, and the point of it is, okay, if it's got grown-up content in it, then people over 18 should play it. Like, is that not modern enough? Is that not the same as, hey, you can't buy beer until you're 18, you know? You can't buy smokes, you can't, you know, get a learner's, like, isn't that the point?
Mm-hmm. That is, once you're 18, you can do whatever you want, apparently.
Yeah. Apparently, that's what you're supposed to be able to do, I'm not too sure. I don't know, bit of a weird one. But, so apparently they're going to review it, because now it's allowed back in again. So, if anyone wanted to play We Happy Few, and I know there were quite a few people, cool.
No, you can.
I guess
the
no,
one
you can.
Thing I think the one thing I'm happy about this is that, you know, jumping back to E3, you know, is jumping back to E3 and all that talk about what's the game Beyond Good Black
Beyond and, Good and Evil 2?
Beyond Good and Evil 2. Yeah. And people were saying, you know, oh, well, good luck getting this in Australia if we have a fuse.
It's
not going to be allowed.
No, Cyberpunk. Beyond Good and Evil 2 wasn't shown. I don't know why where you were going with that. I was like, what?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Cyberpunk, yeah.
Cyberpunk,
he's in his own little world, the voice of reason.
Yeah, well, exactly. So that's the one thing I think, you know, everybody was saying, good luck getting Cyberpunk in if We Happy Few is not allowed. And now that that's allowed, it gives me some hope that down the line we may actually get Cyberpunk too.
That's true. Just let us play the games we want. We're all adults. Don't be dumb, please. We were talking about Warframe before, and we did sort of gloss over the fact that TennoCon happened, and there were some big announcements for the game.
Massive
so
stuff.
So, Planes of Eidolon is coming?
No. So, Planes of Eidolon was the last one. There's two. They've just announced another. So, some really big stuff. The first one that they led with was Warframe's coming to the Switch. Now that,
which is cool.
In itself, is pretty damn cool. I'm gonna download it, and I'm interested to see how it plays.
They need to work out cross progression.
That's the other thing. That's the other thing. If I can, and I'm quietly confident that maybe we might be able to between PC and Nintendo, with everything else that's happening with Microsoft and Nintendo.
They've hinted that they're working on, and they want to in the future get cross play happening. I assume they'll try and work on cross progression.
Yeah.
Because it makes sense, to be honest. That's
what I'd be happier with cross progression, to be honest.
Yeah,
with you,
but if you got PS4, just don't even think it's going to happen.
But at least, you know. Should. Look, I'm interested to see how it's going to play on the Switch. It's obviously not going to be as good as on PC, but it could be fun to lie in bed and play it, you know. So that was the first thing. That's what they led with at.
Yeah, I don't know about that, because it's kind of like once you use a mouse and keyboard in Warframe, it's a very fast game. I really don't know how you'd go. Like, that's why I didn't play it. I played it on PS4 for a bit, and then I went, this is a bit too fast for a controller. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's my biggest. I'm going to be interested to see how it feels with the joysticks. It's basically how quick you can turn and stuff like that. That's going to be the killer, I think.
Yeah.
So that's coming. That's what they led with. Then there's another two massive updates coming. The first one was called, Solaris, I think it is. So it's a whole other area with a whole bunch of different stuff to do. It's another open world area. It is apparently four times the size of their last update, which was Planes of Eidolon in size. And there's a whole bunch of stuff coming with that. You've got hoverboards to get around the map, which is pretty damn cool. They've got this weird animal sanctuary kind of trapping system that you can do now. Basically, you've got a moose caller. You climb, you see the animal shit on the ground, and you track an animal, then you call it, and then you've got to stun it, and then you've got to relocate it. It's fucking weird, but I'm really looking forward moose to hunter. It. It's something to do with fish
I'm
as
sold,
well.
Actually,
I think
there we go. I mean.
I'm hearing talks. I don't know. I saw something about fish in the video as well, so I'm assuming they may be fishing. There's the hoverboards. There's that.
Cabela's Warframe.
Cabela's Warframe. Cabela's with hoverboards. Warframe.
With hoverboards. There's two new Warframes coming that look pretty cool. So that's in that first expansion. Then the second one is called Railgun, I think. It's called Railgun,
that's such a brutal name, this fucking Railgun. It's just Quake 3 Arena. Just a fucking mod.
Railjack. Codename Railjack. Okay. It's currently
that's
called Codename Railjack.
All over the shop.
Anyway.
That's somehow fucking cooler.
But it gets even better because it's three-person ship combat. So basically you
is this fucking Warframe? And you're like, I was like, what?
So you jump
this
into
is Star
this,
Wars.
You jump into this ship, like there's one person kind of driving and shooting the main cannons, and there's another two sections where they're shooting the side cannons as you're trying to take down this massive capital ship. And then you create
it's fucking
a breach.
Sea of Thieves in space. Yeah.
You create a breach.
So
and
how
then
much
one of
is
the
all
guys
this going to cost me?
Free.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. This is all free, apparently. But
no, you can't do that. There's got to be a season pass.
Anyways, you break into this. You break into this fucking capital ship. You leave two people on your ship to defend that, while a third person then changes from ship battle, flows into normal third person stuff to try and blow their ship up. As that's happening, you get boarded. So then you jump off your cannons, and you're just back normal combat through your ship while you're trying to stop them from blowing. It's just full on, just fucking.
So this
full
is
on.
What Star Citizen wanted to be. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So yeah. It looks phenomenal. I cannot wait to get my hands on it.
Yeah, I'm pretty keen for Warframe in the future. Like, you know, I tried it a couple of years ago as well, and I wasn't keen on them. But the more they release, the more I'm like, this is cool. This is getting really cool.
I can't log in. They won't give me an email verification. Nothing. Trying to get in. I'm trying to get in, people.
Trash company. But, play another game.
Yeah, that's it. Destiny 2. I'm re-downloading that.
You know what the weirdest thing about it for me is in reading these articles and stuff? their for this game and how just crazy amazing I think it is. It's only broken 100,000 concurrent players September last year. So it still feels like there's it's got so much growing room to happen.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
It's still a very niche title, to be honest. But it's growing, and it's growing, and they're steadily growing, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Just by being really rad dudes.
Yeah.
Having a good game and releasing good content for free.
It's weird. How does that work? Like,
I don't know.
Why don't they just make shit games and charge through the nose for them? It'll be easier.
Righto, EA. We're going to move on.
That's the Warframe news anyways. And get it. Just get it, guys. Just get it.
Yeah, we're going to plan it.
They won't let me.
We'll plan it in the future, I'd say, over the next few weeks.
Apparently some douche has Wilco's chill zone. I find that really hard to believe, but the alias has already been taken.
I signed up with that. Sorry, mate. I wanted to
give you shit. That's fair,
I'll
buy it off you for $1 million.
Yes. No. So on Reddit a couple of days ago, apparently there was an Uncharted dev that sort of came on. I don't know if it's on Twitter or Reddit. I saw it on Reddit. But the Uncharted dev has come out and said that Drake doesn't actually have a health meter. Like when you get shot at, the bullets never actually hit Drake. What they're doing is they're missing him, and the red sort of the red flash that happens on screen shows his luck, and eventually his luck runs out, and then the next bullet hits you and kills you in one shot, which I thought was cool.
That's pretty cool.
So he doesn't actually have a health meter, he's got a luck meter. So that's what's draining as you get shot at. Your luck will eventually run out. And you get capped in the head. Latest, Drake.
There you go.
Okay.
That's interesting.
So I'm not too sure about that, because I'm pretty sure there are portions of the game where you see him
get flinch shot
from getting shot.
Well, that was the big headline for a lot of people was coming out saying Nathan Drake's never been shot, and everyone's like, I haven't played the series, I own it, I just haven't played through it yet, I haven't had time, so don't get on my back about it. But from what I understand, he's like one of the second or third cutscenes of the first game. I'm pretty sure.
Making
a joke about getting shot.
Yeah,
and it's like, okay.
You know, reasonably certain he's been shot a couple of times in those games, actually.
If his meter is actually luck, then he's probably the unluckiest person that I'm aware of, because I'm sure he's shot, stabbed, crushed. Like, he's unlucky. He's just fucking unlucky.
Some very dodgy situations, though, to be honest.
I was really okay with just Nathan Drake being like Child of the Hulk and being immortal. But, you know, that's all right.
I don't think we needed to hear this. This shows how slow the news is at the moment.
Yeah, pretty much. Are we going to go into this?
We'll mention it. So obviously,
I'm not really on this. Like, this is not something that I've been up to date with.
It's not a topic we want to jump into.
We're not gonna dive into it. But there was a Guild Wars 2 Guild Wars 2 devs that were fired over some discussions that were held on Twitter. And I don't think we'll probably go into it any more than that, because it is a very in-depth and involved situation.
The dynamite issue, it's just so controversial.
Everybody's going to have their own thoughts on it, and it's something that happened. I guess it really just all I can really say about it is what it boils down to is, you know, maybe don't have spats with anybody over Twitter or over any kind of social networking system. That is,
especially not if you're linked to a company.
Yeah,
if you're linked to a company, that's the problem. Like, if you can be a douche all you want to people out there, like, because that's what the mute button's for. As soon as you press mute. And that's
rule number one: don't be a dick.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, like, if you're just general Joe, you can do it because you can get blocked straight away. Like, there's idiots out there, and you're not going to avoid it. But if you're linked to someone who's a forward-facing company, that shit's out there forever as soon as you say it. And things happen. Like so many things could have happened behind the scenes. It doesn't matter. Something happened. These people got fired. Don't do it.
Yeah. Just don't. That's it. Let's move on from there.
Yeah. Yeah. I've only had a few spats under USM. Kirk hasn't fired me yet, so it's all good.
Oh, good. Can't wait.
Yeah, just leave the flat earthers alone, man. Leave the flat earthers alone.
I know. It was Kotaku I had a good old crack at, so it's all good. It happened. Move on.
Cool. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice over here. Apparently, there's an Xbox One update that offers fast start and a bunch of other features and stuff like that.
Well, so I had two questions for you guys in regards to this. Has anybody actually turned on their Xbox One recently?
I don't have an Xbox, so that's a very stupid question to ask me.
Yeah,
I moved to this house in December last year, and it's still in the box.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And so the whole other thing is, you know, it's going to allow... The big thing that I didn't like about the Xbox is the whole game had to install before you can play it, and update as well, whereas with the PlayStation, you could put it in, cancel the update, pause the update, and play as soon as it installed, and it was much quicker to do. The whole point of this fast start, which was announced at E3, was it should allow you to jump into your games twice as fast, which is still about 10 times slower than what the PS4 does allow you to do. But I guess it's a step in the right direction.
Yep, agreed. Agreed.
It happened. Cool.
Yep.
Yep. So, Showtime, the company that I didn't even realize was around anymore, and 343, another company that I didn't realize was around anymore, teaming up for a 10-episode Halo TV series, a franchise that I didn't realize was around anymore.
They announced another one at E3. Come on, mate. Get up with it.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they did. But it was the funny thing. But it wasn't really an announcement. It was just kind of the name, and that's about it. You know.
It was the Halo 5 announcement all over again. It was stuff where you're never going to see in the game, and a Master Chief.
So. You know, I'd love to see one year is just them show the title screen for a game that everyone wants and everyone loses their shit and be like, I don't know. This is we're just showing you the name. Like we're not releasing this. We just wanted to show.
We've copyrighted this name, guys.
Yeah, we just wanted to show off the name that we've got.
This name has been copyrighted.
This game will never, ever be made. Yeah. It's called Crackdown 3. We just... we'd hold the name so no one else could ever do it, ever. So.
Fuck.
But this is Steven Spielberg's long-awaited version of Halo. He's been in talks and wanting to do it for a long time. I assume this is something they wanted to announce at E3, but obviously tied up with the last minute legalities of or contracts to be signed for it, and it slipped out 2 weeks after E3 to no fanfare and no surprise to anyone.
Yeah.
Except for Maddie, who didn't realize that 343 is a thing.
343, Showtime, or Halo was still a thing.
I can like summarize.
It's that song, isn't it? It's summarize, 10 episodes all about that song?
Yeah, probably. I can summarize my amount of surprise with this. Huh. That's how I feel about it.
We lost that in the lost episode. That was some great comebacks to me as well. I'd talk for half an hour and Perko would go, huh.
Yeah, it's true. That was a fun episode.
Moving on.
Oh, yeah, we all knew this happened. Yeah. This was ridiculous. This was the worst kept secret in the history of gaming. Amy Hennig has left EA because her Star Wars game that she went there for in the first place was cancelled.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is the thing. So she's been
Naughty Dog.
Yeah, she went to Naughty Dog. She was originally she worked on something really cool that I can't remember what it was now.
Was it like Last of Us or something?
No. Before the Uncharted series, she actually made Darksiders. No, not Darksiders. One of those ones that was pretty cool. But anyway, I'll look it up later off mic. But yeah, she obviously the Star Wars thing got cancelled. Bristol got chewed up, and everyone went, "What's she doing?" And no one would tell us anything. And then all of a sudden, she's like, "Oh yeah, I left like 6 months ago. Didn't you guys know I left 6 months ago? I'm doing an indie company. We're making VR games. You'll see more from me soon. So I want to see who snaps her up. That's gonna be the."
I want to see what's going to happen with the Star Wars IP, because after the last outing and Disney pretty much threatening to murderize EA after they brought out a game that the internet collectively hated, I think they went, nah. Now, no more Star Wars for the moment, I don't think. We'll just pull the plug on everything. And
she was the writer for Legacy of Kain Soul Reaver series.
Ooh.
That was a good game.
They are good games.
So, yeah, did a couple other things in the 90s. So, moved to Crystal Dynamics, Silicon Knights, Blood Omen, Legacy of Kain, Legacy of Kain, Soul Reaver 2, and Legacy of Kain Defiance, and then went on to Naughty Dog.
They are such Jack good and games. Daxter,
and then Uncharted series. She did work on 4, but I don't think beginning work on 4, but didn't finish it. And then, so it's been almost 10 years since she released a game. Because of this whole EA debacle. Not quite 10 years, but it'll be 10 years before she gets a... That's why I guess she's working independently on a VR game, so she can actually physically get something out there on a resume and say, hey, cool, here's something. But, it's sad news, but it's obvious news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed. Fortnite news continues, season 5. This whole fucking AR thing that's going on is batshit, hey? Like, it's just...
I don't even play Fortnite. No. I hate the game, but... This shit is good shit.
This just goes from the free-to-play games we were talking about earlier, you know, your Path of Exiles and your Warframes that are really in-depth and releasing all this great content, to Fortnite free-to-play Season 5, just batshit fuck crazy.
So it all started on the 30th of June when a missile launched in-game, went up into the sky and then came back down and landed on the dome.
Didn't it shatter the sky or something as well? Wasn't it cracks in the sky?
Cracks all over the dome on the roof. Went all over the place. Looked like it's all going to fall in. But there's specific directions the cracks went. And then there started to be little anomalies in the map and things like that. Then things started disappearing from the actual map itself. The most notable was the Dura Burger sign got ripped out of the game and just vanished. This is where it gets really cool, because then a couple days later, a real life version of the Dura Burger ended up appearing in the desert in America.
Which is such a random place for it to appear as well. Like, you know, if they're doing something marketing and something wise, you'd think they'd put it in the middle of a populated area. Not an abandoned desert, you know, where there's nobody.
This is where, if you are a conspiracy theorist, which there's plenty of them out there, you would think there's a reason why it's in the desert, and a lot of people are pointing towards the fact that it could be a country and western overlay to the map coming up, and the next season's all country and western. Oh, not country, well, Wild West type of
stuff.
Yeah,
okay.
But it was just this photographer dude just took a photo of this Dura Burger in real life in this desert and put it on Twitter, and everyone's like, dude, you know what that is? And it went just absolutely... I'm looking at it now, 75,000 likes, 20,000 comments later, and this thing is all over the place. And then an agent, just some random dude who called himself... Well, he was just a random dude, was there and started handing out business cards, and on it said agent and a number, and then a phone number on the back. And there's also a 1980s police car that's there as well. And this phone number led to a staticky noise sound effect jumbled up thing on the thing, which people are trying to decode now.
Oh, so it's like a number station.
Yeah, it's all weird kind of stuff. And then other things have disappeared. So right up until... And then things started appearing on the map. So there's actually carriage appeared in the last sort of 24 hours on the map, like a old school Western carriage. There's an anchor, a wooden anchor just appeared on the map. And there was other things disappeared. There's motel signs and Tomato Town lost the tomato head.
No,
just vanished. So, but then the better part of it is all of a sudden llamas started appearing in London, Barcelona, and Cologne.
Yeah,
just randomly in phone booths and on balconies and stuff like this.
This is fucking ridiculous. This is when you know you make too much money off your video game when you can do shit like this. they're fucking with the world. They're doing shit that, like, Austin Powers' evil geniuses, like, need to be doing. Like, this is ridiculous. you're gonna look up one day and there's going to be fucking, like, the Fortnite logo spray painted on the moon so everyone can see it and shit like that. Like, it's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Now, this is kind of fairly new news, I think. I just did a quick Google search, and it looks like the new map has been leaked online, and it's a full desert map. Yeah.
Oh well, there you go. There's the fun gone. Someone data mined it.
Mm. Bastards.
It's it was on a YouTube channel, Two Epic Buddies.
Okay. Yeah, so like I just love the. We talked about it before the last season, where the superheroes and villains sort of started, where they started leaking things like that. The meteorite was heading towards Earth and towards the map and stuff like that. So they're just doing it really good because they got so much money and do more of it.
Oh, it's just crazy! It's just crazy stuff.
I did download it for the Switch though, so I might play it. You never know.
You see how many people are streaming it on Twitch? It's fucking criminal.
It's
like half, like it's like fucking a quarter of a million people just streaming it or some shit, watching it or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
But moving on to the last bit of news, Amazon Prime Day is on the 16th of June. If you're in Australia, you can now get Amazon Prime here in Australia.
Is that 16th of July?
16th
of July. July. Sorry.
Yeah, 16th of June was last month, Wilco.
Yeah,
that's
fine, behind, buddy.
So 16th of July.
Monday. It goes for. Day and a half, basically. There'll be sales, and it's Prime exclusive. You have to have a Prime membership, which is free
for
30 days.
Because I signed up for that.
A heap of shit,
and I got a free Warframe out of it. Yay!
Yeah, good shit.
Nice. Yeah.
Because it links up with your Twitch account, so you get Twitch Prime for free as well, which you can then sub to me for free. Wilco's Chillzone on Twitch. That'd be great. But you can also then you've got a whole heap of ebooks as well. It's just stupid, but yeah. There will be some gaming and technology deals going on, big ones. I was actually listening to the Kind of Funny daily casting today. They've picked them out. They're sending them a whole heap of mystery stuff that's going to be on sale on that day. To play for 4 or 5 hours on stream, so you know it's going to be gaming orientated, a whole chunk of it. So get your wallets ready, get your Prime membership in. 16th of July seems like a pretty good day to grab some stuff. They tout it as basically Black Friday sort of sales content.
Sweet.
Not for Black Friday, so.
Well done, Wilco. It's not Black Friday yet.
I'm struggling, mate.
Mate, I'm the same. Look, the news is a bit light on this week. The podcast will probably get longer as the news comes out more. Both myself and Wilco are beginning to lose our voices. I can hear mine going as we speak, which is going to be fun for me tomorrow.
I'm trying my hardest not to cough at the moment, and that's what's probably doing my
tonsils. I'm the same. So we'll get into this, I guess. We'll go with Josh. What are we looking forward to, man?
Mate, there's so much stuff. Again, all the games out of E3 and everything, but... probably the
Don't
thing
lie. You're just looking forward to Warframe.
Well, yeah, more Warframe definitely, and getting involved in the Plains of Eidolon and the updates coming to that. But I mentioned it in the last podcast we did, and I'm going to mention it again in the Discord over the next couple of days. But I'm working with my wonderful brother. I'm 30 this weekend, so I'm working with my wonderful brother Matt to see if there's some way that I can organize a stream this Friday night for my 30th and play some party games and get the community involved. So I'm thinking things like Jackbox, Brawlhalla, Nidhogg 2, you know, a couple of games like that where people can get involved from regardless of wherever you are.
Yeah, and, was that this Friday?
This Friday, I'm trying to...
Fuck, I'm washing my hair, dude.
That's all right, mate. That's all right. I understand.
You haven't got any hair. What are you fucking talking about?
Don't tell him that.
Takes Wilco some time to go and find some hair first to wash.
I've got no other excuse to come up with, mate. Sorry.
So, look, that's going to be this Friday night, and barring any major technical issues, that should go ahead. So, keep your eyes peeled
on
the Discord.
Technical things never have issues, mate.
Yeah, you'll exactly, exactly.
It'll be good. Wilco, what about you? What are you up to?
I'm looking forward to not working so much. That's the biggest thing on my agenda. I'm going to do a stream Friday night, and I'm going to get all my friends... No, this Friday is going to be a pretty big point because that'll be the last day where I'm working for someone directly.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be pretty big, and hopefully the end of a lot of financial issues that have been plaguing me for a very long time. So
good stuff.
Looking forward to that big time and actually getting back to doing some content again. I'm really keen to jump in the Anno series. I've missed that for a long time, and I just want that kind of a world builder RTS sort of thing at the moment, especially after Jurassic Park Evolution. And if I can get this Warframe shit sorted out and actually get an account and start downloading the game, I might even look forward to maybe that.
Yeah, so when we finish here, we'll play some Warframe, eh, Booker?
I'll be asleep when we finish.
By the time we finish, Booker, you can just hear him snoring. More Warframe, more PoE, pretty much. That's what I'll be doing over the next few weeks. There's some games coming out, but I'm broke as fuck, so I can't afford them right now. But yeah, Warframe and PoE. If you want to come play with us, then you can do that. Cool. But yeah.
That sounds good.
Were you going to say something, Wilco? Were you?
No, I was, and then I realized where I can put it rather than in this section because it's not very good. I'm going to say it now anyway. Let's get right into it. My mate Josh, we had him on the Super Hype Train a couple of weeks ago. He's making he's a guy out of Sydney making a lovely little point-and-click adventure called Cinema Rossa. He just went into Kickstarter. So go check it out if you like that game from that podcast. I played the demo. It was really, really fun. He needs our help, so if you are interested and you are that kind of thing, then check it out. Cinema Rossa.
Cool. Cool, cool.
That's it. That's all I got. That's all I interrupted you for.
And
is Perko dead?
I don't know.
I think Perko's died.
Maddie? Yeah. So
that's kind of it, I guess.
That's a podcast.
For the week.
Josh, where can people find yourself?
Mate, you can find me on the Twitter at SuperMegaJosh or on our Discord, which is, I've changed to the Voice of Reason because that's what I am and that's what I represent here with you wonderful, wonderful people.
Really?
Hey, don't be like that. Come on now. Come on now. We're all friends here, Wilco. And you can find me hiding in Warframe at the moment, so please come in and play. Please.
Excellent. You can find me at Wilco's Chill Zone on Twitter, Twitch, and all those kind of places. I will be back to streaming more regularly fairly soon again. It's just obviously paperwork and tiredness has kept me from it and sickness. But yeah, say hello to me on Twitter. All that kind of stuff. That'd be cool. And Perko, where can they find you? There we go. Insert awful Perko stuff about Matty Jerkins and Jerkins and stuff like that. You can find him there. You can also find all our content at ultramega.com.au. Go there, check out the stuff. The Outlook will be up soon, hopefully.
Hopefully up tonight.
Yeah, check out, especially there's two big games on there that I actually forgot to say I'm looking forward to. Sleep Tight. Switch and Hello Neighbours on Switch as well. Check them out. Check out our thoughts on all the stuff. But until next episode, we may have lost Perko for good, actually, but we never know. This has been episode 91, and we'll catch you all next time. Have a good one, guys.
See you guys.